Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Music in the Land from 1947, and the very recognizable trumpet of Harry James along with his orchestra, and the lyrics were provided by Marion Morgan, delightful voice. She worked a lot with Harry James and his orchestra in the mid to late 1940s. The song was written by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn for the film Two Guys from Texas. And, that sets the tone for this morning's show, which is a pretty broad one. We've got a nice mix of music for you this morning, a little bit of a feature coming up too. There's music in the land, and there's certainly music on the air right now. And we have a mix of singers and small groups and big bands for you this morning. And we're going to go now to a small group carved out of one of the big bands in 1940. Artie Shaw was on his second or third band. I'm not quite sure which one. He had so many. And he formed a group called the Gramercy Five. It had some fine performers. Horace Arty was on clarinet. Billy Butterfield, who was playing with the band at the time, on trumpet. Al Hendrickson on guitar. Judd Denote on bass. And Nick Fatool on drums. And also Johnny Guarnieri. Now, Johnny was a very fine pianist. But in this case, when he was playing with the Gramercy Five, he featured a rather unusual instrument, the harpsichord. Well, Artie was always into innovation and trying different sounds, so it's an interesting sound. He wrote the song, too, called Summit Ridge Drive from 1940. After Artie, we'll go forward to 1942, to the delightful voice of Maxine Sullivan. She's going to bring us the number called How Do I Know It's Real, written by Lester Lee, Jerry Seelan, and Dan Shapiro. And then we'll go back to 1940 to the cornet of Muggsy Spanier accompanying Sidney Bechet on soprano sax and clarinet, either or. Sometimes you can never tell. He frequently played the clarinet. Of course, he'd started out on that. Later on, mostly the soprano sax. They're joined by Carmen Mastron on guitar and Wellman Broad on bass. The song is a number written by Hoagy Carmichael, and it's called Lazy River. Three more recordings, and we'll hear now from Artie Shaw with the Gramercy Five and Summit Ridge Drive.
Thank you. know it's real. There's something within me feels it. The beat of my heart reveals it. And that's how I know. How do I know it's real? The way that your eyes caress me. The way that your arms possess me. And that's how I know. Whenever you are near, my temperature ascends. It all becomes so clear. My doubt about it ends. How do I know it's real? I've known of it since it beckoned. I think of you every second, darling. That's how I know.
Thank you. listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau.
Help Music and Beyond continue to provide world-class cultural programming in Ottawa Gatineau by donating to their spring wine auction. Give a vintage bottle or something to go with it, like wine glasses, decanters, cheese boards, or anything else that would go well with wine. No donation is too small, and all come with a tax receipt and the knowledge that you're helping to make the capital region a better place for music lovers. For more information, email auction@musicandbeyond.ca, and don't miss the live auction Friday, March 24th at Jean Piggott Place, Ottawa City Hall.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you at CHUO 89.1 FM. That's from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we're listening to songs from days gone by, mostly from the 30s and the 40s through into the 50s, though we do have, coming up a little later, have one from the 1920s. We've just been listening to Sidney Bechet and Friends with Lazy River from 1940. And I have to say, as I mentioned, he may have been playing either the soprano sax or the clarinet on that one. I'm still not sure. I think most of it was the soprano sax, but I wonder if the opening chorus might not have been the clarinet. We also heard some lovely cornet from Muggsy Spanier on that Hoagie Carmichael number. Before them, we heard Maxine Sullivan, How Do I Know It's Real, from 1942. And we started out with Artie Shaw and the Gramercy Five with Summit Ridge Drive, written by Artie Shaw himself and recorded with friends from the band in 1940. Artie did not do a lot of work around this time with the smaller group format, focused more on his big band work, but it really brings out his jazz style, I think. And some wonderful recordings. And some nice trumpet from Billy Butterfield on that one, too. Well, I said we were going to have a small feature this morning, and it's just coming up. I was going through my song library over the last few days and came across a song I haven't played for quite some time. And that is a song recorded by Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers in 1945. And it's called On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. And, you know, that made me think it might be fun to have a little mini feature on songs about railways or railway journeys. So that's what we're having just coming up. This song was, as I said, performed by Johnny Mercer and the Pied Piper, along with many others. It was written for the movie The Harvey Girls, where it was actually sung by Judy Garland. And it won the Best Song Oscar Award for 1946. Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics and Harry Warren wrote the melody. And we will also hear, before that, another Harry Warren song, this time with lyrics by Mac Gordon, also written for a movie, this time Sun Valley Serenade. And it became a big hit for Glenn Miller and his orchestra in 1941. It's called Chattanooga Choo Choo. And the Glenn Miller Orchestra performed it, I believe, in the movie itself. And the words were brought to us by Tex Beneke and the Modernaires. And then we'll round out the set with a recording made in 1937 of an Irving Berlin song. Perhaps not as famous as the first two we'll hear, but it was a great song nonetheless. When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. And this will be brought to us by another band leader, this time performing again, like Artie Shaw was, in a smaller group format. And this is Tommy Dorsey and the Clam Bake Seven. And the song, the lyrics, are brought to us by Edith Wright. So three recordings featuring songs about train journeys. And we will get started with Glenn Miller and his orchestra and Tex Beneke, Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
Thank you. Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shamalala calling, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Down a line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard!
Let her rip, let her rip, Mr. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here. While the man at the fire shovels on the coal, stick your head out the cab, watch the drivers roll. See the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, hi. Yes, sirree, here we are going all the way.
Boss, quit till we hit California, yeah. Topeka
Creek and the Santa Fe. On the Atchison, Topeka and the Santa Fe, here she comes.
Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. Got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia,
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Choo-choo leaves for Alabama. I'll be right there. I've got my fare. When I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama, that's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am. I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard. All aboard, all aboard for
Hagen. I work for Ottawa Public Health.
Who is most susceptible to cold weather illness?
Mostly new immigrants, so people who come from countries where they're not used to the cold. Maybe children who aren't dressed for the weather, or the homeless, or very young children that are outside with some skin exposed, or seniors who aren't dressed for the weather.
This message brought to you by Ottawa Public Health and CHUO 89.1 FM.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
And here we are on I've Heard That Song Before on Sunday morning. We've just been listening to a small feature on songs about train journeys. And there were quite a few songs on this topic. Of course, train travel back in the 30s and 40s was probably one of the main ways of getting around the U.S. Until the plane took over. We just heard Tommy Dorsey and his Clambake 7 with Edith Wright, When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama. Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers brought us On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe from 1945. And we started out with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, along with Tex Beneker and the Modernaires, Chattanooga Choo Choo from 1941. Well, we're going to carry on with our mixture of songs this morning. And coming up, we've got a larger orchestra and two smaller groups. And we're going to go way back to the 1920s to one of my favorite Jerome Kern songs, and it's called Make Believe. It was written for the great musical Showboat in 1927. Lyrics were also provided by Oscar Hammerstein II. It's a marvelous, one of the great partnerships in songwriting. Well, back then in the 1920s, around the time that the musical was first opened on Broadway, a number of people were recording this song, and one was Ben Burney, along with his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra. I presume they played at the Hotel Roosevelt in New York, and they made a recording of Make Believe, and the words are brought to us by a singer with the band called Scrappy Lambert. And then we'll go forward to 1945 to the Commodore label, and one of the groups that played with the Commodore label frequently, actually named after the label, Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. Well, Wild Bill, so named partly because of his trumpet style, which was vigorous. And they're going to bring us the song Who's Sorry Now, written by Burt Kalmar, Ted Snyder, and Harry Ruby. Davison on trumpet, Joe Marsala on clarinet, George Lugg on trombone, Eddie Condon on guitar, Joe Sullivan on piano, Jack Lesberg on bass, and George Wetling on drums. And our third song, our third recording in the set, and it's going to be brought to us by a group carved out of the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1936, featuring the piano of Teddy Wilson, the clarinet of Benny Goodman himself, Chris Giffen on trumpet, Vito Musso on tenor sax, Lionel Hampton, I think, is joining us on vibraphone, Alan Royce on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. And we'll also hear the voice of Helen Ward with a Ralph Ranger Leo Robbins song, You Came to My Rescue. Well, we'll start off in the 1920s with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and the song Make Believe. Thank you.
mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss for two or three? Might as well make believe I love you, for to tell the truth, I do. We'll be right back.
my rescue. It was oh so romantic. I saw you and adored you, and I began to live. Here's something to reward you. My heart found me a stranger, alone, so alone. Some angel had to save me. I pray to stars above, and you came to my rescue with love.
Was Benny Goodman and Friends, along with Teddy Wilson, from 1936, You Came to My Rescue, and joined by Helen Ward, a particular favorite of mine. And the song was, as I said, You Came to My Rescue, written by Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. Before that, we heard from Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores, one of the many recordings they made for that label, the Commodore label, and very famous jazz standard, Who's Sorry Now, from 1945. And as I was listening to that, I realized I forgot to mention the baritone sax on that one. I don't think I mentioned that. It was brought to us by Bill Miles. And we started out with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with Scrappy Lambert. What a lovely name. From the 1920s, I don't have a more precise date, but I assume it was in the late 1920s because the song was Make Believe, which was written for the musical Showboat in 1927. Well, we've been listening to some quite a mixture of songs this morning from the 1920s through to the 1950s. We've got a few more for you this morning. And we're going to go now to 1957. To a trumpeter that we often hear on the show, a great favorite of mine, as you probably may have noticed. He had a long career. I think he started in the 1920s on riverboats going up and down the Mississippi. And that's Jonah Jones. Very prolific through the 30s and 40s for the independent labels like the Brunswick label. He worked a lot with Teddy Wilson and groups there. Recorded for the Keynote, Blue Note, Commodore. And we're going to hear him from the 1950s, in fact, 1957. And he's now playing with a small quartet, smooth jazz, and it is smooth, that lovely trumpet. The song they're going to bring us is called Too Close for Comfort, written by Jerry Bock, Larry Holofcener, and George Weiss. Jonah, of course, on trumpet, George Rhodes on piano, Harold Austin on drums, and John Brown on bass. And following Jonah and Friends, we'll go back to 1937. In fact, I have a precise date for this, April the 28th, 1937. A recording made in Paris by a group called Coleman Hawkins and his All-Star Jam Band. They're going to bring us the Fats Waller, Andy Razzaf number, Honeysuckle Rose. And I gather Coleman recorded this on a visit to Europe, in particular to France. He's joined other members of the group. Also on tenor sax, we have listed Alex Kumbel, Andre Ekien on alto sax, the guitar from Django Reinhardt, Monsieur Delem is doing the bass, Tommy Benford on drums, and I have two on my program notes. that Stefan Grappelli is playing the piano on this one, which is a little unusual. But it's nice to see those two great giants of early jazz, Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli, joining up with another giant of jazz, Coleman Hawkins, and Honeysuckle Rose. And we'll start with Jonah Jones, Too Close for Comfort.
Thank you.
And that was Coleman Hawkins in Paris in 1937, along with Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. Very nice recording of Honeysuckle Rose, the great Fats Waller tune. And we also heard from Jonah Jones from 1957 with his quartet and Too Close for Comfort. You've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we have time for one more. And we're going to go to 1954 to Cole Porter, written for the musical Something to Shout About, is the tune You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. And we're going to hear the recording made in 1954 by Helen Merrill.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Understands, chilled by the winter, under an August moon, burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home.
that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.